Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
I'm Big Daddy B-Cat.
I'm Trecker.
I'm Scotty.
And I'm Murphy.
And you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Where we have enough material to fill two full hours.
No, I was wrestling with him and I like need him in the balls or something. I need him in the dick. And it actually cut his dick.
I don't want to take this too far too fast, man. You're like, you know, jack, 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 boom.
I don't have a dick penis. I don't have a penis. I don't stand and watch other guys piss.
I want nice and slow. Let's let this bruise.
You want someone to massage the ball sack before they go right for the pump and dump.
Right, exactly.
The worst thing is getting caught up in the fucking zipper. I don't give a fuck. I mean,
the zipper on the footy pajamas, yeah.
Because it's 30 minutes you try to fucking do that shit. I was like, and that's a zipper just breaking apart a little bit.
Oh, God, the skin. Spank Wagon Radio.
I shit at least an hour after I eat every time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Home of something. What are we home of? I mean, we got gambling casinos. We've got what else?
We're home of the $1.99 all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet.
Woo! We're home of E. coli on a buffet line. And we're home of pantomiming hosts. They don't want to say shit. All right, Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spankwagon, baby, baby.
Spankwagon, yo. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Scrappy.
Who? What are you looking for, Scrap?
She's looking for a pen.
Here, have a pen. There,
ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever.
Goddamn right, motherfucker.
Very interesting intro.
I worked a little bit on that. Thought I'd tweak in some things. I wanted to have a running theme.
A theme of what?
Penis and poop.
It was perfect. It worked out.
Great.
Check, 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 check. Boom. also in studios tonight. In studio with us
studio.
Tonight. Studio.
Studio.
Look,
studio.
I've had a lot of
studio.
Sugar.
Studio.
We're in studio. High
We're
five.
Studio. High five.
Oh, hey, you know what? I should bring them up, see what they're doing.
We will in just a second. Hold on. Live in studio tonight, guys, we have with us one of our faithful listeners from Iowa. We have the Joker himself.
Joker.
Grab the mic there, buddy. We mic'd you up tonight.
Now, Noah,
that's a microphone in front. Yes, it's on.
Now Noah told me
no,
the Joker.
No, talking inside.
The
side.
Hello. There you go. There you go. You can rotate that a little bit more, and you're a relatively smart dude. There you go. Don't be afraid of it. God damn. If it was a keg, you know he'd know how to tap that shit. You can't do a keg stand on it. Please don't try. You could try.
He does try to do is get himself kicked out of airports.
Damn, that microphone picks up like that?
Oh, yeah. That microphone is oversensitive. That microphone is like a Jenny Craig patient.
don't pick your nose to be able to fucking hear any shit.
Yes, Scrappy, I know that computer doesn't really work right. We're going to be replacing the operating system on it here very soon.
I'm not in the chat room. Sorry.
You going to get Vista, a real system?
Vista, please. We'll put Ubuntu on. Yeah, because hitting the button 9 million times is going to make it work.
Fuck you, it works.
Slam, slam, slam. Monkey
how
time.
Fix things, damn
it's it. How it's how you fix.
It's how you.
Choose your words.
I learned English when I was young, and I need dying.
Holy shit!
You're being on my bumming beaker.
Insomniac Brit is in
I
the
know.
Fucking user room.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, again, I'm sorry. I'll fix it later. Open up a help desk ticket for it, okay?
We don't do that anymore. I have to write one out now.
Now hold on a sec. We need to talk about something.
Yes,
now,
yes, white man.
This has been kind of an interesting week. The whole radio war thing has really kind of come to a head.
As a matter of fact, I will say this. All this week, I've been cleaning spam.
Spam, 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 spam,
Spam, hey, a wonderful spam.
Hey, it's not my fault. That's how you can afford to eat, motherfucker.
Spam and crackers and ramen.
Good, it was
ramen.
Good when you was a kid, though, boy.
It was wonderful, man.
Oh, it was good.
Right,
boy.
Up there with the greasy government peanut butter. We talked about this.
I know. It's nice.
No, actually, yeah. It was. I think it was pretty much a lot of call-ins last week in the second hour, and then a bunch of spam on the site today on this past week. Okay.
You know, I really wish last week we would have had the time to dedicate to them.
I wanted to, but that's what we're doing this week. That's what we're doing this week.
Bring up the tuner. Let's listen to their crappy little AM radio show where they accuse us of using sound effects and radio guy voices. When you actually tune in and listen to their show, their podcast, it's sound effects and radio guy voices.
I kind of like radio guy voices.
Radio guy voices. Hey,
hey, hey there. Hi there. Hold there.
Oh, that's me. Okay. Well, why don't you guys carry? I'm going to go ahead and bring this up.
So, anyway, it's been an interesting
Maybe.
Week.
What just popped?
That was me.
That was him picking up the microphone and slamming it down.
That was me picking up the microphone.
Trench, did you get a haircut?
Yes.
Very can't nice. You tell? You can see the sides of the bowl on his
I
head.
I know. You can't. He wears a hat all the time, but I can still surprisingly tell that he got a haircut.
I That's found me some clippers and ran.
You fell down the stairs with them.
You know what it was? Dude, his cat. His wife was shaving the cat, and he was asleep on the couch and figured out, hell, why not, right?
And you know, that's the absolute last time I'm asking my wife to shave the pussy. Really?
Dude, I don't know. You look like that was used with a Floby.
What the fuck is a Floby?
A Floby
oh my God.
Is a tragically white invention where they hooked up a set of clippers to a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, shit.
And that is a Floby. Very popular in the 90s with white people.
Someone told me that, and I didn't believe him.
You know, kind of like you
and
the fade.
And then I researched it, and it was real.
Stair steps, man.
Flat top.
All right, do you have it up yet?
For being a Jew,
and I don't what the fuck are they talking about today?
Like getting pushed around for being Christians. I think people who believe in
what
God are sick
minute,
and
what?
Tired of getting pushed around.
This real kids?
Yeah, well, maybe. Well, they do
I
multiple
have no
shows.
Idea where the concept
yeah, maybe this is a
came
bit.
From that America is explicitly rather an atheist
what?
Country.
Don't.
Ben says, I can't find it in the Constitution.
What the fuck is going on?
What they
the
like Constitution.
Shoved down my
dude,
throat.
No, you've got the wrong station. Dude,
okay, that, dude, let dude. Me reload.
That's reload
the,
it, man.
All I know is he
grab
was
it off the, no, don't get it off the website.
Throat.
Get it off the tuner. Just get it off the tuner. Tune it to the right website, or to the right station. There.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and
let
tune
me,
that.
Let me lower that.
Yeah, just bring the tuner up.
We
have an AM tuner here in the station. So we did have some words. Now, some things were said. I was a little harsh and vicious, and yeah, that's what they pay me for here. And
I pay you?
I was about to go choke the shit out of you.
Like,
this motherfucker's getting paid and
I'm
done. Where's my goddamn check? You get paid.
I get paid in all the freaking jelly bellies and fucking sugar.
He gets paid in a ride here and a ride home.
Wait, I think I found him. Oh, man, where's my audio on that? Nope. Let me try
wrong
this again.
Wrong input on the board. Bring up the board.
Let me try this again. I think I found him. Is that it?
You know, I think it might be.
Closer. You guys are genius. I'm so glad we're on internet. We're not in this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're right. We're definitely being owned.
Okay, so okay. Let me seriously go find the writing.
Bring the tuner up. Bring the tuner up now. I love it when he does shit like that.
That sounds like a conversation with you. That's pretty much how we
actually. That's what Joker sounded like on the phone last night. It was funny too. He was like, "Are you okay?"
Hey,
yeah.
You know what? I'm impressed. You're from Iowa. You got all your fucking teeth. That's fucking cool.
That's Missouri.
He's got nice
Missouri
teeth,
got no
too,
teeth.
Doesn't he?
They
I
need
was
all the teeth.
At that.
I got
they
them
got all.
All
that corn.
Well, you know, you came to Vegas.
Mine are nasty.
Got some put in. You know.
All right. Maybe this is it.
Okay. Okay, come on.
These motherfuckers have never sat this cool ever.
We got an African.
Wow.
Actually, they're all white Romanians.
Are they really?
Yeah, this is all that shit Chief said.
So where's Chief? Where's Chief at?
ice, baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right,
hey, wait a minute.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new Vixen something. Guys, hold on.
Okay, come on, Trench, really. All I want to hear what these guys are saying tonight. So bring up their AM radio show.
Let me bring up their AM show.
In each of the 50 states,
some of them yet to be fulfilled.
This is off the tuner.
Okay.
This doesn't sound like them.
You trying to get judges thrown in jail, or are you trying to bring awareness about?
That's like a political.
I think that's
is that Scarecrow?
Did that? That yeah, huh? Bitch.
Well, there's a misnomer.
Uh oh.
They've got.
I don't get this.
A speaker. I think it sounds like they've got a caller, and they're asking her questions.
Okay, so we'll come back to them in a little bit.
Some boring shit.
Have more fun with Real Kid Radio.
Are they not on?
We posted. I don't think so. I mean, they show in the program.
Why would they not be on, though?
They show in the program.
They're still on the programming list. They're still in the programming guide.
You know what's funny is we were talking about this on the forum, and I think a lot of people actually in the studio have read the forum on spankwagon.net. Mm-hmm. They were talking about, bragging about not having to say our name. I'm still curious as to what is the fear of saying spankwagon.net or spankwagon radio.
I mean,
you don't even have to give a URL.
We say their name. Hell, we even let them come on our show and give out all their information.
And that's it. They can.
It's how you say it. Spankwagon. I want spank.
I don't know about that.
Spank me. Oh, daddy. Spankwagon. Spankwagon. Spankwagon.
Spankwagon. Oh, yeah. I feel bad. We got to get Joker with the headphones so that way he can.
Joker, I'm gonna be all night with that.
You
shit.
Are
Joker,
so he can hear everything going on in your ears. So,
okay, well, let's bring everyone else up. What's going on tonight? Because we can't sit here and play their AM show all night. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a porn star in the building.
She is
on her way in.
I don't believe in porn stars, man.
She just texted.
Unlike Santa Claus, they exist.
She's pretty.
I don't believe in
I've
that field
pictures.
Of business,
yep.
sir.
Yep. She just text messaged me, says she's running a little late, but she will be here. She just finished up a shoot, so she's coming right. She's coming literally right from the shoot, so she'll be
okay.
Coming soon.
I don't know.
Is she clean to come out of her toes?
She very well might be. I don't know.
Would you like to lick them?
Did I tell them that? Yeah. Are they getting that from me?
Well, okay. Apparently you told at least the big colored man you did.
Is she using swabs or just cotton balls?
No,
or,
the guy is supposed to suck it out from between
no.
the toes.
See,
afterwards.
That's the thing. When I come on you or in you or over come you or that's it. It's yours.
You.
That's my gift to you. You get
when
to
I
keep it. I don't want it back.
All over your face is for you and you won't.
Oh, wow.
Now swallow my shit.
What the fuck?
Swallow my shit.
Oh, wow. His veins are like pulsating out of his arm. He's
swallow
grabbing the mic
my
so hard.
Swallow my shit.
Jesus! Finish already! My God!
I don't know if he's just a hard comer or a stutterer. Which is it?
My shit.
He has a jizz impediment.
I really like... fuck me.
You stutter while you fucking...
Yeah, you'd think that a woman would want to have sex with an epileptic, just in case, you know? You have a strobe light above the bed and Pokemon in the background.
Wait. Remember when we had Twitchels on?
Oh, yeah.
You know, all we got to do is go jump, and man, it's like, you know.
Fuck.
What about, like, amnesia patients? Okay, do you know the movie 50
Wait,
First
that's
Days?
Every man the next morning.
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No.
I clapped you?
And he only has a 3-second time span. Does he forget that he's about to come and keeps going?
I wonder how that...
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay,
I know 50 it's, First Dates, but
it's,
what are you talking
It's not 3 seconds. It's she has a every day.
No, yeah. Not her, but the man in the movie.
Oh, that's right. The guy
who,
in the hospital.
It's like four seconds, and then he starts over again.
That's a good question. They should test that. I tell you what, Scrappy, this is what we'll do. You and I will go down to the hospital later. We'll find ourselves some amnesiac patients. You blow
Who them. Am I? You want to fuck? Hell yeah, I don't care who I am.
You blow them, and we'll see if any of them remember
but
it.
But he forgets
later.
Who he is in 4 seconds, and you're naked on top of him. Does he forget that he's like...
Okay, so you got to remember, there's a difference between men and women. If
men
you wake
shut
up,
their brains off when they're getting fucked anyway.
If you wake up and see some strange man on top of you, you're going to go, ah, who are you?
No, that's what I'm saying. But
if,
I know.
If a guy wakes up and sees a naked, big-tittied woman on top of him, he's going to go, dear God, thank you.
And then he's going to forget
and
again.
4 seconds later, and dear God, thank you.
I don't know who you are, but move your ass a little.
So does he ever come? Does he stay hard? Does he ever come? Do you get to keep going?
That's not a bad idea. You stay hard for 24 hours of shit, huh?
Tricky. That's called a priapism and requires surgery.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't there like, you know, if you have a boner for 4 hours, don't take our medicine together again. Go to a doctor. Speaking of which, if you try to get Insight now, what, they're all in jail or whatever? Smiling Bob has...
For mail fraud.
Okay, how do they get in trouble for mail fraud?
What basically it was, the lawsuit, you signed up for it, and they didn't tell you that within 90, you had to cancel within 50 days of your 90-day subscription. So at 50 days, they just started mailing you more of it. And then you would try and cancel, and they'd charge you fees to cancel it. So, yeah, I think the CEO and a bunch of other people went to jail for mail fraud on it.
Ashley Viagra or another one?
No, that's the Enzyte. Smiling Bob.
Oh, Smiling Bob.
Never seen those commercials? Yeah.
But the commercials are still
those
on TV.
Those commercials are about as fucking annoying as head on, apply directly to your forehead. Head on, apply directly to your forehead.
They made a shoe commercial after that. It's Zoo York, apply directly to your forehead. And they're rubbing a shoe on their forehead. Zoo York, apply directly to your forehead.
Zoo York, skater shoe company. Probably owned by Nike.
Skater.
Immigrant labor.
Woohoo! Immigrant labor.
Woo-hoo! Immigrant labor like Evan talks. Good shit. So, Scrappy.
What?
Hair looks nice.
Does it?
Where you get your hair done at?
Why are you... What?
What?
What? Okay.
Wow, I'm not the comedy cancer tonight.
Well, where are you going with this? Well, because James L. never gives a compliment. He always gives a kind of backhand. It's like, your hair looks nice. How'd you get the cum out of it?
James L. only tells you he loves you, like, in text message. He's never nice to
me. At 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m.
When he's hard and thinking everyone of you. Else
is you saying I never told you I love you in person.
I love you.
I don't recall.
Yeah, me neither.
What are you, Oliver North? No, I do not recall.
I think I did say. I said I love Joker. Joker. Oh. See, now I want to ask you a question. Now, right. this fucking sack bag fuck face over here always gets mad when I speak your name. Now you listen to. I mean, you actually sit up and listen to the goddamn show from 7 to 9, right?
Dude, he's
and in Iowa, it's what like it's 10 to 12 or
9 to 11.
9 to 11. You have 9 to 11. Listen to us on a fucking Friday night
in the fucking car. He's telling me shit I've said. I'm like. Dude, I don't even remember saying that, but
I know.
All right, dude, whatever.
And I give this man a call.
I'm not going to blow you.
I call his name out at least once a show, and then I get fucking shit from this guy right here.
Why? No, I know what movie it's from, so it's...
Well, I know. Then he's like, oh, I'm going to be hearing this shit all night. Yeah, motherfucker. Joker. Joker. Yeah, Joker. Look, he ain't even looking at me. It's all
right,
man.
Hey, we got actually one of them in the chat room right now. Looks like SWR sucks. That would be Spankwagon Radio. We suck. Yay. Huh?
Oh, they linked to a new cancer song about Jason. Well, shit, man. Here.
You going to play it?
No. Why don't you guys just play it on your AM radio show?
Yeah, let's
hear it. Shit, man.
Here, I'll bring it back up.
Yeah, bring it up. Let's hear it. I mean, if they're going to fucking have that shit, they might as well. I mean, this is a radio war, right? I mean, fucking radio war.
Hold on, I
gotta
bring up their
side. Chris,
try to get this set up.
All right, let me bring them up.
You keep pouncing on that goddamn thing, and I'm gonna put it in your ear.
You know, a system.
It sounds like Winnie the Pooh.
The colonists were bringing America together, and the whole thing boils down to the fact of what Thomas said.
Okay,
Thomas
play it.
Said in his book called
Just play the goddamn thing. That's what I want to know.
Common sense. I'll get
I mean, they're just spamming our chat room now with stuff. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, this is the extent of their attack. It's, we're going to spam when our show is and where our show is. And it's like, okay, if that's... What do you keep... Say the name Spankwagon Radio. Oh, Real Kid Radio?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll say that. Fucking Real Kid Radio. They're fucking on AM 1230 here in Vegas. Fuck, man. Go to realkidradio.com.
Well, listen to their podcast. See if,
fucking,
you know,
apparently you can subscribe via iTunes.
Here's the magic of the interweb. It's for everyone.
Put on the tubes.
Hey,
put it on the tubes.
We got a call. Let's go ahead and take a call. Hmm. Let me go ahead and I got to launch the phone. All right. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Cindy. How are you guys doing?
Cindy!
Hey, Cindy. I meant to bring back your panties, but goddamn, they're still. I'm sorry, dear, okay?
Don't lie. You flossed with them.
Well, okay, you got the panties, and what about my anklet socks and my bra and my pasties that went in my bra?
I ate them.
The bra, Cindy, okay. I have to tell you, we actually use the bra here in the station to carry in the cases of water every week.
She has a
Junker, it works best if you close the door. That way you're not getting a weird reverb from us.
Her bra is hanging from the mouth of the stork in Looney Tunes.
Oh, God. Well, I got all kinds of answers for you on your little KLAV kid radio people.
Real kids radio.
Okay, so it's not. We're not just not finding them. We're not hitting a wrong link. What's going on?
Okay. Well,
wait, how do you know what's going on?
How do I know what's going on? Because I'm the one that got suspended, okay?
You're the one that what?
What?
I got them suspended.
Ooh.
Really?
Okay. Does it work like RPC?
Well, first of all, with you guys, okay, I want to thank Bankwagon for everything. You guys are the great. You guys are always there to give. You guys got heart. You just jump in, no receiving, nothing, okay? The benefit that you guys did was absolutely wonderful. We're in the process of maybe doing another one, okay? You want to know why them guys cannot say your name on the radio? Because they only know how to terrorize innocent children while they're sleeping. They don't know how to fight or participate in the adult world, okay? Now, a lot of people don't know what happened. Am I live? Is everybody listening?
Oh, yeah, you're live.
Yeah, we put you right to the board.
Okay, well, a lot of people don't know what happened last week, okay? But you have a hell of a lot of listeners out there today. And by the time I got done with Miss Patrice Donnelly, the vice president of KLAV Radio, and made her aware of what the morons did last week, they have been suspended. They will no longer or ever be invited to do anything with KLAV. They also screwed up their contract with using KLAV's name.
Okay, now, hold
on.
Cindy, hang on just a second. I want to refresh a couple of people. We didn't really talk about this because these guys posted a comment on one of our blogs about Jason, who everybody knows is the little kid with cancer that we did the benefit for with Cindy. It was a fucking awesome night. Had Dim, Take, Sun Krillin were there performing. We raised
live panty auction.
Yeah, about how much money did we raise for the little guy?
We raised almost $10,000 that night to help pay for Jason's
$10,000.
I didn't know that. I even didn't know that.
It was almost $10,000. But let me tell you and make it known right now that Jason is not dead. And for them assholes to post a comment on your blog section that they were taking requests in care of the death of Jason, plus they took it a step further and were requesting songs for their show tonight, which their show tonight is not on, at least not on KLAV. I think they're doing their little iPod broadcast because they've also been suspended from TalkShoot also.
Really?
Because they not only did this to Jason, they did this to another kid with cancer in Georgia. Mm. So David Nelson, the owner of TalkShoe, has also suspended them, and they've been suspended from KLAV.
Well, that would explain why they can't play whatever little MP3 linking in our...
They can't do nothing. They can't do nothing because let me tell you something. You know, Jason is very much alive. He's not dead. This is an 8-year-old child that goes from Indiana 2 to 3 times a week all the way to Weiler's Memorial Hospital every week 2 to 3 times to get his chemotherapy treatment. But thanks to you guys, we were able to keep the act of those demented, cruel radio
Real radio. Now, were they saying that they thought Jason was dead or that they wanted him dead?
They said that they were just taking song requests in care of the death of
Jason. In support of the death of him. Okay, so that's the link that we saw. Now, we deleted that comment because we know Jason's family and you read that, and we didn't want anyone to see that.
Everybody in Vegas reads it because let me tell you, I warned KLAV today, this morning, when I got the vice president on the phone. I was ready. We had close to 100 people ready to stomp their offices when them assholes went on air at 7 o'clock. From 8 o'clock this morning up until probably sometime this evening, okay, they have received faxes from all the way from New York to California in regards to what they did last week in regards to Jason. There were faxes, phone lines, everything. I mean, this stuff just went totally off the hook today because of what they did.
Well,
you know, it's one thing when you guys are online bantering one another for whatever topic that's currently going on and what you're discussing, you know, but when they say we are currently taking song suggestions in support of the death of
that's
Jason,
just fucking terrible.
And then to continue.
Trench, do me a favor, will you? Can you mute him? Whoever this guy is, there's some guy in our chat room right now chanting a new Jason is dead song and putting links to this shit in there. Sorry, sweetie, I can't make that thing work. If it's not going to work, I can't make it. Do me a favor, just mute him, and that way he just can't say anything, and eventually he'll leave. So these guys were deciding that they would just yap their little brains out, and they would go and they would post on a well-read blog, and they would make their little comments, And
yeah, because they can't fight with an adult. They can't fight with you. They can't fight with Murph. They can't even take it out on Scrappy. They got to take it out on an innocent child because they don't even know how to be adults in this world. I mean, them guys are a disgrace to the men's race. You know, they are totally unfit to even be in this world. And just like what Ms. Donnelly stated, you know, what they did was totally despicable, horrendous, and disgusting. And like she said, what goes around comes around. I would never wish this same situation of having, you know, a child fighting for his life with leukemia on anybody else. But I hope to God them guys don't sometime in the future when they grow up and become, you know, effective members in society, you know, that they are not forced to deal with anything like this. You know, I mean, what they did was it's repulsive, it's vulgar, it's horrible. I mean, how can you take this out on an innocent child?
Yeah, and you know, it's
trying to get lost his hair. He can't play. He can't have a normal life. He can't do nothing. You know, and they're going to do something stupid like that.
And it's one thing to attack us, you know, to attack us as a show or even as individuals. I mean,
well, we invite it because we called them.
We called them.
I heard them on Papa Joe doing their shtick. I'm like, oh, this is what we've been looking for, you know, to have a little fun.
Another thing, okay, these guys not only did this, but they've also done it to another child in Georgia.
Wow.
Okay, that's why they've been suspended off of Fox Show. Okay, they did this to another child 2 weeks ago. What the hell kind of human beings do something like that to children? Why can't they pick on another adult? Why can't they pick on a woman or something like this? Why are you going to pick on innocent children
that are
fighting a crippling disease that they have no control over?
You know, and also, I mean, and I'm just thinking back in last week's show.
They had a little kid calling in.
They had someone calling, I'm Jason, and some adult calling in. Why did you hang up on Jason? He has cancer. I'm like, you know, I mean, the only time we decided to take calls, because, I mean, that was pretty much we were too booked and had too many bits to handle to do calls, but it was like that was the call. So, you know, putting it together, I guess I'm done with this radio war. I'm washing my hands of it because I wanted to be
nice.
Hold on a sec.
Now, hey, Joker, come on in here, buddy. I, you know, it's funny. You can't have a radio war with somebody that doesn't have a country. I mean,
they don't even have a personality. Hello?
They're like a terrorist cell.
Like a what?
Get down on that.
Well, like I said,
they're a douche cell.
I want to make it known that KLAV, these guys did not work for KLAV. Okay, they were only renting radio time from them. Okay.
Oh, and I saw
KLAV was totally appalled, and I mean, they just went within, I think it was like 20, 25 minutes after I talked to the first person at the radio station, that the vice president called me back, and when I told her what happened, it was 20 minutes later, she called me back and told me, that's it, they are so done. Plus, they were supposed to be working on some big syndication program. Well, they could forget that. And let me tell you another thing, okay? We all know that there were a lot of bikers that supported this.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
From Chicago, from New York, a lot of businesses here in Las Vegas, from Nevada State Bank, the Palms Hotel. I mean, we had support from a lot of people on this benefit, and we will in the future. And I don't really think them guys are going to be working anywhere in the near future.
You know, Cindy, you know what it was? It was a couple of little pissant kids who wanted to make a name for themselves in radio. Now, look, the deal with KLAV, if you guys don't know, is that you have to pay to be on that station. And we know exactly how much they have to pay. So,
I think it's like $2,300 or something.
$2,300 for 13 weeks. So now they're probably out this money because if it is true
well,
that
is
they...
Is it like pay up front?
It depends.
Yeah, you have to, yeah, you
oh
have
God.
To pay up front.
So and now that they've tried to come after us, they tried to come after a couple of other places, it seems, and all you fucking did was piss off the family. You don't fuck with a family of people, and that's exactly what we have here. You know, you guys, you have three fucking listeners, all right? I've been to your goddamn forum. The whole fucking thing is you guys and all of your administrators patting each other on the back, jerking each other off, okay? Hundreds of our fucking listeners were tuning in, fucking calling this station and faxing as well, Cindy, right?
Oh, I mean, it started at... Actually, I didn't think that they opened until 4 o'clock. And I found out that they opened earlier. I mean, as soon as I sent the email out letting people know, you know, what happened, because we were ready like I said, I had, you know, close to 100 people. We were stopping their offices by 7 o'clock tonight. I mean, there was no stopping us, the bikers and everything. Hey. Them guys were going to be a sad piece of shit and be actual dirt trash where they came from.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, Cindy.
And then I was going to do a courtesy call and let KLAV know what was going to be happening, because also we had the news media and stuff that was coming after these guys. And I'm going to tell you, even though they're just suspended right now, this ain't stopping. This is not stopping one bit, because you are fucking with an 8-year-old defenseless victim of cancer. And if this is the way these guys did, they did it once, they've now done it twice, and you know what? Strike three, they are out.
Cindy,
They are out. And I will do everything in my power with all of my resources to make sure that these guys are not able to do this to anybody else.
Cindy,
Who are you going to pick on next, the elderly?
Cindy, I hate to throw gasoline on the fire, but these guys were in our chat room just recently posting links to their website saying that there's a new Jason is Dead song on their website.
Well, that's fine with them, because you know what? Every time that shit goes out there, it's now being monitored, okay? The stuff will be printed out, and okay, they want to fuck with my lawyers, they can fuck with my lawyers.
Hey, Cindy.
And this might be free radio talk show or whatever, but you know what? In Las Vegas, what stays in Vegas doesn't necessarily, or what happens in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay in Vegas.
Hey, Cindy.
And we all know from the benefit that we threw for this kid in January.
Cindy, breathe. This is Decaf. What's up, baby? No, I was going to say, okay, I woke up in the morning, right? I get up, I'm taking a shower. Then it was Saturday, you know, last week Saturday. Then I get a text. I get a text from Murphy saying, you know, what they said. And all I could do is scratch my head. It's like, I cannot believe. I was just absolutely stunned that somebody would ever fucking sink that low and do some shit like that. The first thing I told him in the text was like, well, you know what he's doing? I know he's boiling. Yeah, I know he's boiling like a motherfucker. I said, what we're going to do is we're going to fuck him. And I said, we're going to fuck him. It was no thinking about it. I wanted him to fuck.
Yeah. No, you know what? My thing was to fuck them was, you know, the stupid little bits, cut up their audio. Fun shit.
No, fuck that. Dude, see, that's the thing. Uh-uh. We don't have to go out and fucking pull to their level. You know why? Because we've got a listener base that they're not pests. They're not an army. They're a fucking family. And our guys and our listeners and the people we deal with, they know what to fucking do. Cindy fucking knows what to do. She doesn't sit around with bullshit posting on MySpace and forums. No, fuck that. She went for the fucking throat. And that's the fucking
and
shit
right
there.
I cut
them
off at the throat, and that's exactly where they're going to stay. And let them play their fucking games tonight. How childish is that? Why can't they be a fucking man and get on the fucking radio and say what they got to say? Why in the fuck they got to go sitting there with their little keyboard? Ooh, look at me, look at me, look at me. I mean, is that really, really manly?
Cindy, on another note, who was it who wrote the bulletin, the blog? On our site, it was today.
Oh, the new one?
The new one about the update on Jason.
That's actually, Cindy sent that to me. And that's from Jason's mom, right?
That's Jason's mom. Now, that page comes from, Jason has it's called the care page at Comer Weiler's Children's Hospital at the University of Illinois. So that's where he goes for his treatments, and, you know, when he gets sick or, you know, if he has to be hospitalized, he goes there. And then my niece Nicole goes in and sends us updates. So everybody that knows Jason, I mean, this gets sent out to thousands and thousands of people that subscribe to his care page, and this gets sent out to everybody regularly to let us know, you know, how Jason's doing, you know, how he's feeling, because it's so difficult to try and call everybody, you know, and answer individual emails.
Okay, well, it actually got my head, you know, got my wheels spinning a little bit, and I looked up the Relay for Life website that was posted in there. I entered our zip code, and I found 5 events coming up soon. The soonest one is the 10th of April, and I was kind of thinking, trying to come up with something for us to do where we can donate and walk the relay.
I think that would be, dedicating that to all the cancer victims and stuff like that.
Exactly.
I think it would be better if we went ahead and did our own personal one, We had, you know, a lot of input and a lot of offers after the last benefit. I mean, we had entertainers locally here in Vegas and in California that want to participate in the next one. We also had, you know, a few, I don't want to name names or put them out there, but we had some larger club areas willing to give us a place to throw a bigger, like, entertainment variety show. So I think it would be nice if we did some sort of a walk or a race like that. But
that
would
like
really
to cool.
see it dedicated, you know, and kept within our family.
That would be really cool. Have Murphy give you my email address.
I'll give you Scrappy's email.
Right.
Because he's not very coordinated.
No, he told me today. He told me today. I told him even to give you mine directly too, so we could work out a thing. Because I, you know, ever since last benefit, everybody had so much fun, and we had such a great turnout, and even Krillin and them guys are willing, you know, to come back and do another performance. And then, like I said,
I know a couple other bands as well. So I really want to get something started, something a little bit more put together and a little bit more coordinated, and make this big and make it big.
Yeah, the thing that happened with the medical benefits is because my niece, Nicole, Jason's mom, okay, she lives in Indiana, worked in Chicago. Her bosses had given her, you know, all the time off that she needed, because it was like Jason got sick one day, and within 3 days he was getting blood transfusions. And when you look at the button of his picture, that picture I took of him was in June. And in January, when you look and see what's happened to this kid with his loss of hair, actually he looks like he's mongoloid, because he's like five times the size of what he used to be because of the chemotherapy and stuff like that. But she's in a dispute because they actually fired her. There went her medical benefits, okay, and she's still disputing the, you know, the corporation in Chicago right now, which they're ironing out. But all the money that we have been able to, you know, send out, that, you know, really helped with a lot of the medical bills, you know, all the transportation to and from, you know, Indiana to Chicago, because it's like an hour and a half each way for him to get his treatments and stuff like that.
Well, let's you and me get together one-on-one and put something together, and we can do this. We can make something out of this and make it big.
Okay, and you guys, I'd appreciate it. Go ahead and print out all the stupid shit them guys are
yeah,
doing.
That's what I've been
like
telling
them,
too. I'm like, print it. I'm like, don't delete it. Print it, then delete it.
Yeah, because if I have to follow this up further, I will, because there, you know, somebody needs to make an example. And to all the listeners and followers of their so-called radio, internet radio program or whatever, I mean, all I want to say to you people is this the type of people that you want to follow? Is this the type of people that you want in your life? People
get a
that
day job.
Attack innocent children on the air? I mean, this is absolutely horrible. So maybe somebody else got some hearts out there or whatever, but people need to know about them guys.
Well, Cindy, you know what? Thank you very much for calling in. And you know what? We don't need this is the thing. People are like, oh, you had to have someone call up and fight your battles. No, we didn't. You know what?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, because you know what? There was a few of us online with you guys last week and heard it, and then it was like, oh, my God, did they really fucking do that? It was like, you know, I can't believe this. And then, you know, thank God that you guys just went ahead and deleted the comment, because how do you think Jason's mom would have felt?
Yeah. And we didn't need her seeing that.
Or what about Jason himself?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is just absolutely horrible. And then to, you know, plan a whole nother show dedicating songs. I mean, that's like wishing that the kid was dead. You know, and it's bad enough he's fighting for his life and to just be able to go outside and you know, this kid can't even go outside and go look for Easter eggs on Easter. That's how bad it is.
Well, Cindy, you know what? I think we've given entirely enough time to these assholes and their comments, and now what we need to do is we need to move forward and focus on, you know, helping Jason as much as we can. And again, thank you very much for calling, and thank you for helping us.
Thank you, Wagon, for being there and for all the time you've dedicated and the help that you've given us. And Scrappy, I'll be in touch, and let's get something put together in the next couple of months.
All right, Sudie. Thank you, Cindy. We'll talk to you later.
You're the best.
Okay. You're welcome.
Good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so Spank Wagon Radio.
Now we know why there's no Dickhead Radio on the air tonight.
We're Real Kids
well,
Radio.
Let me ask this before we go to our break. Are we just going to quit saying their name from now on?
No, fuck that. Fuck that. They're an enemy of the show.
Do they even really have a name? What do they have now? Well, now
they're what Real is Kid
their
Radio?
Name promoting?
There's no fucking radio. It's Real Kid Podcast now. Fuck.
Hey.
So wait.
Internet radio mongoloids like us.
Yeah. Thank you. Like us.
Except we have a live show and people listen to us.
We have a podcast too. And all right. Family. Speaking of which, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
With Joker.
Yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And if I get drunk, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, whatever that means, I'm gonna be the man.
Only one road back to L.A. U.S. Interstate 15. Just a flat-out high-speed burn through Baker and Barstow and Purdue. Then onto the Hollywood freeway straight into frantic oblivion. Safety. Obscurity. Just another freak in the freak kingdom. We'd gone in search of the American dream. It had been a lame fuck-around. A waste of time. There was no point in looking back. Fuck no, not today, thank you kindly. My heart was filled with joy. I felt like a monster reincarnation of Horatio Alger. A man on the move, and just sick enough to be totally confident.
Special announcement. On AM radio, KLAV, Real Kids Radio has been canceled.
Well, no, suspended.
Oh, suspended.
I guess there's a distinct difference. But you know what? I'm done. Let's listen to some more music.
It's madder than mad if the fact is corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on a rope because the beats and the lies are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has a soap for the war.
All right. Actually, seriously, we're back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy DK.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Murphy.
And
I'm Scrappy.
Wait. I'm Scrappy.
Don't go out there. I just crop dusted.
You just cropped up. Don't we have a guest coming
in?
Yeah,
I was just
door?
About to say. That's really you know, nice of you.
Scrappy looks like a little puppy to you, man. You know, every time you go somewhere,
ooh,
Scrappy
I can
follows.
Smell it. It, like, follows.
What the hell is wrong with you, Murph?
I better go open that door.
No, it, like, followed him in door. Here. It, like, a cloud of. Oh, can you smell that, too?
No, yes. No. Unfortunately, I can Jesus also hear myself on Joker's Christ mic, but.
I get nervous.
God damn, give me a bag.
Yeah, we'll put a plastic bag over your head. That'll help you breathe.
That'll help everything. Did you open up the outside door?
Yes, I need to breathe right now.
Look,
all right.
Everybody knows I have kind of a sensitive stomach.
Okay, Trench. So,
no, that I do. I truly do. I poop so much it comes out my ears. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
I got an idea. Rather than Hennessy's tonight, because Hennessy's can be expensive.
And loud.
Let's take Big Man here over to the Hooters Casino since it's going to be closing soon anyway.
Sure. I can handle that. We'll go to Hooters.
And then we'll go to Little Dogs.
And then we'll go to Little
Dogs. Wasn't that my idea?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right, so I got a little bit of news here.
I don't feel like either one goes.
You know, in the land of what the fuck, I think this falls right into category with everything else we do.
What the fuck?
Isolate that.
I would have, except you tuned in at the very end of it. Do it again, Scrap.
I don't think I can.
Oh, come on.
You know, ever notice? Like, she's one girl who cannot perform on demand, therefore you know her orgasms are all real. Every time we have her perform on demand.
No, they're not. She they're always fakes. Whoops.
Yeah. Like 90% of the time, it's fake.
Ladies and gentlemen, fake. All right, so
maybe
here's
85%.
Here's how this works out. I found this article online. Of course, I love like Dig and Reddit and all those. But back in 2003, a 38-year-old Cole Avenue man was reported that his home was invaded on September 9th. The man said that he was sitting home alone, masturbating and watching a pornographic movie when a man came down into the basement holding a gun and started to videotape him. The man said that before he left, the intruder fed his dog some mushrooms and the dog died. What?
Where did that happen at?
This is like the Beacon Journal,
Ohio.com.
Okay, you
want to know the real
story? Oh, thank God it wasn't in Iowa.
It was Ohio. So can you imagine that? You're home invading. You're out there to get money, jewels, whatever. Instead, you show up to some dude's home with a camcorder and a roll of quarters. What the hell?
No, see, this is a real story.
Okay, here's the plan. Tonight, I'm going to go around and maybe, just maybe, I'll videotape someone masturbating. And then I will feed their pets psychedelic mushrooms.
The question is, what's wrong with it?
What do you think?
What's wrong with it? Yeah.
What was the real story, Scrap? Never Scrap's mind. Got the real one for us.
Give us the real story, Scrap.
No, you killed it. Sorry.
No, you just killed it.
You ran it over with a truck.
Now we sound like Real Kids Radio.
Actually, like that cartoon, but we're not. I'm not saying. I don't know. I'm not going to say their name anymore.
Who made that?
Flash FM.
Genius.
So actually, he's down with the syndicate right now, but he's one of our listeners from London, England.
Do we love Yandy?
Yeah. We love all of them. We love all of them. So,
we love to love them all.
We love to love them all. See, we're stalling because our guest is late.
She's late.
She's late.
But she's coming. I am also poking through.
That's probably why she's
coming.
Late.
Yeah.
Well, like I said again, she did just finish a shoot today, so you never know. Wow, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be freaking awesome, man. So, I'm just tugging along right now through our MySpace, just looking to see what's going on. Hey, Trencher, why don't you tell everyone who's going to be on the show next week? Because this is really cool.
Oh, yes. I got this email earlier this week. Next week, we're actually going to have Lucky Betty's in the studio. Ginger de la Muerta is going to be here, and she's bringing along beautiful, beautiful women.
I think she said specifically Nikki Napalm.
Nikki
was
Napalm?
Be. Nikki Napalm was coming. And that's.
And has the restraining order been lifted off of Miss March?
Probably not.
Or was it August? It was August.
It was all of them.
Yeah, who are we kidding?
Is Miss August coming?
I don't know, but we
Look,
will find out.
He's all
out.
Hurt. He's all hurt.
Is Miss Why? Are you not going to be here next week or something now?
If Miss August isn't, you're not?
Nah, I just want to see Miss August.
Dude, Nikki Napalm.
Wow,
come on, that girl's
love struck.
She, oh.
Look at him.
You should have seen him the night of the calendar. Can you bring the bed down a little bit, Trench? Sure. You should have seen him the night of the calendar release party. Where was that at? Decaf? That was at,
That wasn't some, MJ's, was
know,
it?
Some hole in the wall. Like some. What it was, I don't know. Somewhere.
It was some. I think it was the saddle. I don't know. Anyway,
the
it was
saddle.
Thanks for that. Thanks
it was
for that
some.
Joke.
Do you have his mic on?
Yeah, his mic's on.
His mic is on for everybody.
See, if I turn his mic up to normal levels, everyone sounds like this.
I'm on stereo. 1.21 gigawatts. Anyway,
right, that's heavy. But that's the only way we can get
all right, let me tell you the story about Misagas. All right. We go, you know, we have
truthful.
An event.
Be truthful.
We have an event. We go there. We have a couple of drinks. We have,
couple?
We have casual conversation. We talk about, you know.
Conversation?
Like, you know, we talk about
why
religion.
You should leave your
We talk about religion, you know, and
why she should date a large black man.
No. We just talked about religion and the war going on in Iraq and call it a night. So it was pretty.
Wait. You were had a boring conversation with a hot chick. Like I talked religion
That's
at
a
strip club.
Goddamn lie. He was ready to divorce the wife, sell the house, put the kids up for sale, fucking move on out to
you
Beverly with her, man. I'm telling you.
You have kids?
Not that I know.
Oh, well, okay. So
I think my dad had enough for all of us.
So he does have kids. Okay. Not that he knows of. Uh huh.
We just had, I don't know where you get this.
You had a wonderful, in-depth conversation with her.
Did you look at
that? Resulted to him jerking off in the fucking parking lot.
I did not jerk off in the parking lot.
Dude, you were.
I didn't wait to the parking lot.
How about you let him tell the story?
He
Here goes decaf. Let me tell you the story, Evan.
I jerked off behind the bar. I jerked off behind the bar.
Behind the bar, that's on top of the bar, I'll over
have
the
a
bar.
Shot. Absolutely. Here you go.
That's where I got bukkake and sake from.
The bukkake does not go in the sake. Very bad.
It was just a casual talk. I mean, that was it.
He is.
I barely even looked at her.
How many times have you masturbated to her picture in the calendar?
Dude, our copy of the calendar wasn't even open.
Be truthful. How many times?
Come on.
Where is the calendar? Because I want to see her. I haven't seen.
It was last year, and it's at my house.
It would be. And look at the look on his face, too.
I don't know.
Come on.
You know what? Honestly, I don't
have you masturbated to the Lucky Betty's calendar?
Have I masturbated to it?
Yes.
No.
Mentally, have you masturbated to it? Like, have you jerked off thinking of the pictures?
No. I don't have to jerk off about Miss Sagas. I just fucking come.
Oh,
I just look at the calendar and it just start leaking down my leg. My balls just suck out.
Now, here's my next question. We're going to have former and current female hosts in the studio. Do we need to get a bowl full of Jello and have you guys have a wrestling match out on the ground?
Why?
She ain't
Why? Because it's entertaining.
For a radio show.
Exactly.
Fuck that. It's entertaining for us.
If you can find that much Jello.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a Jello.
wait. Time out, everyone.
She ain't going
to
do it.
I sang last week, and I've still yet to see your boobs, like you promised.
He said boobs.
Boobs.
I'm just saying.
You don't think she'll do it?
Boobs.
You know what? Let's call Ginger. Let's call Ginger and see if we can book this match right now.
She'll probably keep
my It'll be WrestleMania
ass.
WrestleMania early.
Yeah, we'll
Let
see.
I'm going
to. Oh, Lord.
WrestleMania
week early.
Hold on.
Holding.
All right, there's
it's
her number.
It's only live radio.
There's her number.
All right.
Get Miss Ginger on the phone because I want to see if we can book this.
That's so messed up.
You said if I can get enough Jello, you'll do it.
Who's giving me a ride home so I don't fuck up my car?
Several of us.
I didn't say Jello shots. I just said Jello. You did it wrong again.
Yeah, I did.
You're doing it wrong. Fail.
No high five for you.
High five.
So Joker, tell me how Iowa is right now, man. Is it cold or is
it's
it
fucking cold? We had a heat wave where I think the high was 50.
That's beautiful.
Okay, this phone's pissing me off right now. Hold on. Keep talking.
Okay. So why have you come out to our beautiful city, Mr. Joker?
See Trench and catch the Flogging Molly concert tomorrow night.
Flogging Molly.
I have the panties.
What the hell is a Flogging Molly?
It's a band.
It's a white thing, dude. Don't worry about it.
Flogger. I know. That's why I'm pissed I don't know about it.
It's not James Taylor. You're fine.
So, you guys are not letting me in on the
While
secrets.
You're out here, other than, of course, the default things, what else do you want to do out here in Vegas?
Wow.
I'm here. I mean,
come on.
How do you get better than Spankwagon Radio?
Oh,
isolate that shit right there.
Now that is awesome.
What are you trying to do,
that's
Trench?
That's a free beer from each of you, right?
Right there. I texted us. They're only a couple blocks away. I said, "Okay, cool."
Here, I'm gonna.
I'll give you half a beer for that.
All right.
We'll have to get.
If you said nothing's better than Spankwagon, especially decaf. Then I would have got
well,
you.
Well, you see,
a
I got
beer.
We got a little story to tell, and actually, Joker was there at the very beginning, the absolute big bang of Spankwagon, because what I was doing, we were cruising in the middle of nowhere after leaving a truck stop, eating because I had good food at Junie's restaurant. So
was that the same night I left the beautiful poem for the lesbian waitress?
Yes, it is. Absolutely is.
That was a fail.
So yeah, that was a big fail. So we were. I used to talk on the CB radio. That's where my name Trencher is my handle on CB radio. That's where everything kind of goes back to. So there was these two people talking, and they were just, I don't remember what their conversation was about. Do you?
It was a female, basically a phone sex operator for the CB, and this old dirty trucker.
And so I popped in and started making jokes, like, haha, you know, his dick's falling off, and oh my God, you know, all this just nasty, vile stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, they're like, we're coming to kick your ass. Who are you? And I go, just... I key up the mic and out of the blue I go, Spank Wagon!
Oh, so that's a. I never fucking knew that story. That's
that
how
is
shit
the,
came along.
That is where I just. Because I was driving a 1981 Malibu station wagon with. wait. It gets better. It gets so much better. The rear windows didn't roll down. It was white with fake wood grain paneling that was peeling like bad contact paper.
Oh, yeah.
And the driver's side door did not shut because it came off of a 1981 four-door Malibu truck or car.
Oh, you gotta be fucking
so it was the most ghetto. I only had three brakes. I popped one of my rear brakes one night, popped the brake line, so I just took a screw and tapped off the brake line. That was it. No more. No less. It was done. So that was that.
So that's how Spank Wagon came along.
Yeah, that's the the origination of Spank Wagon.
You just said out of the fucking blue. Just
out of the blue, I just said that.
So what made you decide to do the show then?
Well, hold on, I'll get to that. But when we unkeyed, their conversation had come to a dead stop. And the guy keyed up and went, Spank Wagon?
That's pretty much what everybody fucking does right now. When yes. I say the name of the show.
Yes.
Spank Wagon?
Spank Wagon? So basically, then I moved out here, and Murphy and I were playing around with internet radio, and I really like internet radio. I mean, I like radio. I'm a radio junkie. AM, FM, sideband, shortwave. I am radio everything. I love radio. But I wanted to do my own stuff and experiment and play around, so I said, okay, well, I've got a great name. I'll call it Spank Wagon. So I decided to start Spank Wagon out of my wonderful one bedroom house, condo, whatever, here in Vegas, two-bedroom condo in Vegas, and then just started streaming music and then built a crappy website that, you know, I just HTML 4.0 strict crap website, and there we are.
None of those websites were bad back in the day.
Dude, this one made GeoCities look rock star. It was horrible.
Why is Scrappy always got to run after Murphy like a puppy dog and shit?
I don't know,
she
man.
She looks fucking
that's
lost
funny.
When he's not here.
She does. Well, you know,
she'll
she's afraid
shit.
Of you. She's afraid of you.
I know. She don't say shit. She's just like, where's Murphy? Is he gone? Oh, my God. Then she comes running after
so,
him.
So, yeah, and in the chat room, they're all talking about it. Mopar Man's in there, and he says, yeah, crap bucket Malibu wagon. I almost vomited. Yes. but that car served its purpose well. For several people other than me, if I remember.
Crap wagon.
It was a piece of shit car, dude. That thing, you got to understand, I was so poor. I had to get government ramen.
Oh, what is the government ramen? Nissan? What's that cheap shit?
Nissan.
Yeah, you had to get this so you could get Barichan and shit.
No, it was so old, the color had faded off the packaging.
You can't tell what flavor it was and shit. He was like, you had to open it up and look at the spice. Mm.
Wait,
I think this is beef.
This says pork, but it sure just tastes like salt.
Yeah, man, those things are. Oh, have you ever tried eating it without the goddamn package?
After a while, I had to. Yes.
Oh, you had to. Yeah, no choice. You what, man, that shit is dry as fuck without all the salt that goes in it.
I was so cheap one day, so bored and so cheap. I opened up the ramen. I didn't even boil. I just ate it like a candy bar.
And you wonder why you have stomach problems.
And I wonder what's wrong with me. I mean, there's a lot wrong with me.
It's like a Rice Krispie treat. It's a top ramen treat.
No. Rice Krispie treats at least were good, gooey. And when you chewed them, they didn't just turn into pure shrapnel in your mouth. So I'd chew, and then all of a sudden, like, razor blades down my throat, basically. That was my dry ramen experience.
We should do a test to see if you can make ramen noodles into a weapon. You hit somebody, if you put at least four or five of them together, glue them together, and start bashing someone's head in, could it become a weapon?
It could. We broke a clock here in the studio with a Rice Krispie treat.
Damn.
So I know we could make ramen a killing tool. But here's the thing. Friends of mine and I, top ramen man, we were like ghetto cheap night. I remember it was over at Craig's house, and we were boiling some ramen. And then we went to watch like something on TV. And we came back about 2.5 hours later. The water had almost boiled all out. And the ramen had turned solid. It had boiled to the point where we actually boiled out most of the moisture.
Jesus Christ.
Like, so what do? Pour more water and wait 5 minutes and eat it. It was all we had. We were really poor.
Was it stuck to the bottom of the pan and shit? You had to scrape it up?
Oh, that was horrible, dude.
it's like you got your shit yellow on top and your burnt brown on
yes,
the bottom
yes.
of the noodles.
No, cheap. You want to talk cheap. I could talk cheap with Joker. I was over at Joker's house. Now, keep in mind, and I feel bad because this is a sad story because his dog was dying.
Hold on. Really fucking broken up about it.
Well, his dog was kind of dumb, but friendly and nice. So nice. His dog was dying, and he stopped at two places. We stopped at S&S Groceries for a frozen pizza, and then he had to stop at McDonald's for a Whopper or a Burger King or something like that for like big ginormous sandwich. Ginormous sandwich. And so, yeah, guy sandwich.
Gyro.
So, no.
There we go.
Ew. So what basically had happened was, is of course, the dog ate the Big Mac. Because
it was the only thing he would eat.
It was a mercy.
Cancer.
Oh, so he ate the Big Mac.
The only thing he would eat. So, and
but what Joker did, we opened the frozen pizza that, you know, I pitched $2. He pitched in $2. And this cheap fucking frozen pizza had four pepperonis on it. For a big fucking pizza. So we're like, huh. Do you got a pair of scissors? He goes, yeah, I do. So he proceeds to get out a pair of scissors and cuts the pepperoni down into smaller squares.
Spread it out.
So he can redistribute the pepperoni on the pizza.
Okay. Speaking of frozen pizzas and fucking doing surgery on them, I had to ask cheese to it. You know, to show the little, I had to open up, I have to do it. And like, usually I can have, you know, maybe some shredded cheese, but I just, you have to put the square cheese. So you break it up into little pieces of the corners. So the shit was just melting enough to try to fucking touch each other.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Ghetto fucking pizza.
Scrappy came back after chasing Murphy down the street.
So question, Scrap, what is the cheapest thing you have to eat? Like, what is that ramen story or that, super cheap food you it's all you had and you had to chow?
I don't understand. The cheapest thing, if I had to eat it?
It was the only thing you had. Like, we're talking about top ramen here, frozen pizzas that were cheap and really bad.
The 99-cent frozen pizzas are good. I think they're good.
Tostinos or Celeste?
You add a little Italian seasoning on them.
Everyone jazzes them up.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't make top ramen. I make top ramen. I drain the water. I put a little bit of butter in it. And they're just noodles.
So you Celeste or Tostino? I think Tostino's actually $2. I think Celeste is 99 cents.
I know we had the Tony's pizza, which is the most awful pizza ever. And that was the one we had to cut the pepperoni up. It was so cheap. Yeah.
Guys, I just got a call from Miss Foxy. She is on her way. The cab took a wrong turn.
Yeah, that's called bilking the money. Fucking Vegas cabs.
Yep.
All right, so why don't we, how many minutes are we talking away?
Do they get charged for that?
Yeah, they do.
They went all the way down to Maryland, so it's probably going to be about another 15 minutes, but Miss Foxy will be here very shortly. She says she's got people that are listening, so do not fret, guys. She will be here soon.
Yay!
If they did not leave, well, we talked about top ramen for the last 15.
Somehow we talked about top ramen. We stretched again.
Yes,
another Murphy not showing.
We good at it, man.
The brother and the corn-fed guy.
We really good at stretching out shit.
You know the best part about it, though? What? We have a show to stretch out on.
Oh, come on.
Whatever. I'm pissed. They can suck my big toe.
You know what? Tell them why you're pissed. Let's have this out.
Why am I pissed?
Yes.
They're a bunch of, like Cindy said, they hide behind their keyboard. They can't front. Front.
I don't want people to front with me. I'll be honest. I don't think I need that in my life.
Okay. I don't know if you were paying attention to the boards and all this shit Scarecrow was saying.
I don't, really.
Scarecrow.
And motherfucking talking shit. Well, I didn't cuss. I didn't say anything rude. I wasn't, you know, disrespectful. In fact, I thought I gave him some good advice. What do you think, Murph?
Yeah, it was actually
Wait, are we talking to MySpace? Because he tried to spam on Spankwagon, and I just kind of asked him nicely, don't do that. That's one thing I'm not cool with.
No, it just did appear as if he was on some sort of, you know, controlled substance, and Scrappy gave him some wonderful resources to help him get off those substances.
And then he said he doesn't do crack because he's not black, and...
I told you what it is. I said trailer trash, and black people do crack. White people do cocaine, and crack is just diluted. Yeah. It's just the generic brand of cocaine. That's all it is.
We were planning on having fun with the radio war tonight. Murphy found this. He found this so that way we could look at you through Real Kid Radio glasses. He found colored lenses. We were hoping to be able to use the colored lenses to see you as Real Kid Radio sees you.
Oh, shit.
We found them in the studio here.
Well, one day I go on and the little bulletins are deleted or whatever, and I get on Murph.
Really
I'm
Irish
like,
now.
Why'd you fucking delete them? And he told me, and I was livid. I was pissed. So instead of fucking with them any longer, I made my site private because they tried spamming me too and tried doing all kinds of dumb cussing me out or whatever, some kid shit. So I was it pisses me off. It does piss me off. It hits. Ugh. I can't even.
Scrappy internalizes a lot of this. He looks. Oh my God, it's Ray Charles. Scrappy really does internalize a lot of this, and
that's Bono right there. Dude.
That
Bono.
Right there tells you how much she truly cares
Brodo.
About this.
I just don't
Not Bono,
understand.
Bono, Brodo.
Brodo.
What?
Are she you, was kind of you, in the middle of saying something.
Are you over
Sorry.
It now?
All right, so why don't we cut to a quick break?
Uncomfortable silence.
Yeah, I was I gotta say something. I was promised porn stars, right? I was told in text messages. I was told in emails. I've been told over the phone. Porn stars, porn stars. I come here. I get Murphy.
Actually, you get Joker.
Yeah, he is a sexy motherfucker.
You get a guy who looks like John Cena over there. Come on, Scrap. Yeah, you watch wrestling. You know what we're talking about.
He kind of does.
Do it, Joker. Do it. Do
this,
the hand.
Just do this. You can't see me. Nice.
See? No.
All right. Well, I got a song perfect for Murphy. We'll cut to a quick break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Joker.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Come on.
All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher, and oddly enough, this is this little segment here is going to be this is highly appropriate.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Just want to throw that out there for everybody. Let me bring up all the other microphones.
Yeah, man, why are you shutting my microphone off, man?
So,
no, go on.
So, no, please.
I'm shutting the fuck up.
Please do.
Oh!
I like her already. We need to keep her.
Girl power.
With us in studio is Miss Foxy.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
And you got to get right up on it like it's a huge black cock. You got to really.
Ooh. In that case.
And then the mic. Now the mic is having performance issues.
the mic just came. The microphone has just
stuck
came.
In the eye.
I'm all at Twitter.
I've never seen
Murphy's
a microphone.
All nervous.
Well, I've been talking to Foxy for about 2-3 weeks now.
Yeah.
I've been dying to get her on the show.
And the restraining order goes into effect when?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the story of it. So. Foxy is a porn star.
Yay, porn!
Yay.
Unless
yay,
there's
porn.
There's a more politically correct term for it.
Yeah, how do you like to call what you do?
A sexual assistant.
Fluffer reliever.
An adult film star.
She is an adult film star.
Porn star, you know, if you want to be.
AFS.
Rock and roll. Body.
You're AFS. I love AFS.
And she is.
Or APS. I can't
fucking spell. And you're ASS.
Oh, she's owning you, dude.
Hey, that's our.
Oh, wait. More importantly, let's get this.
Yeah, get the cam going so everybody
nice.
Can see.
I could be owned.
Hey, careful.
You can beat me,
hey,
too.
Hey, Lincoln outlawed that, my friend,
hey,
okay?
Hey, I've been whipped once on the show.
Yes, you have. Now, Foxy is, again, she's an adult film star. You also recruit for the company as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do a lot of recruiting for actually a couple of different companies. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to see new talent and, you know,
and get involved
into the industry. And
right.
Especially if they're hot, you know, you see them and you're like, oh, wow. She'll be good.
So you're in porn, you produce porn, you direct porn, you put it all together. You do everything with the business then?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
That's my main goal. Right now, I star, recruit.
Okay. All right. Now, my curiosity factor is going through the roof. Recruit. How do you recruit? Could you go into some detail on that?
Well, you know, like on my MySpace and a lot of my profiles have, you know, that I am a porn star. Mm-hmm. And people who are interested, you know, feel free to contact me. And I get a lot of responses. And, of course, they're all from all over the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly L.A. is the place where they film.
Right.
And yeah, the Valley's pretty big for the whole
yeah,
filming.
Yeah, so if you're far away, it's kind of hard for people to travel. So a lot of people either move to L.A. or they're just able to travel back and forth.
So that makes Vegas a really comfortable town
yeah,
for
and
that.
It's really close. So between L.A. and Vegas, it's like back and forth.
Okay.
So about how many films do you have under your belt?
Mainstream. Ooh, let me see. Well, see, there's different when it comes. There's the website work.
Oh.
We killed awesome. That mic again.
You're doing this on purpose.
Oh, I swear we're not.
You know, I do a lot of I started off doing web work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do. Oh, my God.
Oh.
What the hell?
See what they do? They give me this
that
microphone.
That cable is.
That's it. I'm just going to keep my hands behind my back. My mouth open.
Hey, there we go. We got a winner.
No, so I started doing a lot of web work first. Mm. So you can do hardcore stuff on different websites. So they're not actually on video.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got your film companies who
do this stuff as well.
How long have you been in the business?
Going on 5 years.
5 years?
Started off just doing photos, actually.
Which
solo videos?
Which entity makes more money now? Is it internet or video DVD?
Well, see, now everything's starting to go to internet.
More towards the internet.
Yeah.
Online?
I mean, why
that's
spend
really big? I mean,
why spend
$35, $45
for a DVD when you can just get it for $10 a month?
And they have, you know, pay-per-view type. Mm-hmm.
I have never spanked on the internet once. Many fucking times.
I'm gonna just.
you're gonna tape it down.
We are taping that mic down.
See. You know, it keeps on jumping. You want to switch? You want to switch microphones? And because mine's not.
I don't know if
jumping.
It's the mic. Let's see. Is that
because I'd rather hear him hear
damn,
me?
We're not mic'd.
Damn it, son of a bitch! Finally, get a great booking in the studio and more. This is last week all over again. That's
yes,
what this is.
Yes, this is exactly last week all over again.
What is it? Is the microphone there?
It's the pin. There's a pin that's just wonderfully loose. Hello. Now
he broke it.
There. Nope, we're dead. I'll get another cable.
God damn it. I don't know if it's a cable or the mic.
Can we share a mic?
There we go.
Okay, we'll share.
There we go.
Sharing
hello.
Is caring.
This is getting really hot attention. Really quick. So, now, we have a fun game to play, though. Because Miss Foxy has a secret. And I know the secret. And don't think anybody else knows. Now, again, guys, I cannot stress to you how unbelievably hot she is. I mean, this is smoking hot time here. Trench, where would you rate Miss Foxy here on your?
I don't know, Flash.
There we go.
Videoing.
Yeah, videotaping.
Oh,
videotape and take a picture.
There we go. Now that mic should be live. So on a spankability scale, where would you put her at?
Well, very high.
Very high.
Very high.
Decaf.
11.
11
out of 10.
Wow.
Wow. Now, Miss Foxy, could you stand up and I'm going to turn the camera on you real quick so everybody get a good view of you.
Of course, I turned the fucking camera off when she's about to get up. Come, what the fuck is wrong with we? Nothing fucking working today.
Is there enough light? So we
can we do have a shitload of lights for our radio show. Oof.
God, I now, like that shit. Boy. Oof.
Can we see the girls? Can,
oh, your video.
He is doing a little video there.
Can, he does it to me all the time. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm like, cheese holding a.
Can you? Can you show us the girls? I see the nipples are starting to poke out a little bit there.
They're always hard.
Hello. Oh, ooh, my goodness. Look at those. Jesus. Those are yummy. Those. Wow. Nice. Very nice. Now.
These are yummy.
Hello. As she gets a handful of Scrappy.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, this is something I want. This.
Really?
Right here.
Ugh. Now.
Yuck.
Three of them. Oh. They're going. They got to go.
Right.
Now, here. Here's the thing with Miss Roxy. Now,
she went from Foxy to Roxy.
I'm sorry, Miss Foxy. I apologize.
You have no clue who you're talking to.
I'm again.
Look at him.
I am all the fucking Twitter. I'm shaking. I'm all nervous. I always am when we have
boobs on the cam. There you go.
Hello, boobies.
Ooh,
there's
lawsuit.
Something. Lawsuit. Lawsuit. Divorce. Take your pick.
I'll go sue you for 15 fucking cents because that's all you probably got.
So, okay, James L, would you have sex with her?
Yes.
You would?
Oh,
Mark?
Shit. It's recording, huh?
Would you have sex with this
no.
beautiful young woman?
What wouldn't he have sex with?
Sex is not the word. I would fuck the shit out of her.
You would fuck the shit out of her?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Now, Joker, our listener from Iowa who
Joker.
Had no
Hi,
idea
Mr.
he was tuning
Iowa.
Into this. Would you have sex with this beautiful young lady?
If I wasn't married?
If you weren't married.
If you weren't married.
Or she wouldn't find out.
Oh, wow.
If she was slumming
married
it for me?
If she was slumming
if
it for you.
If she was slumming it for you.
And what about you, Murph? Would
oh,
you?
I would rail her in a heartbeat. It would be wow. just... Here's the thing, guys. Go ahead and tell them.
Oh, well, I'm a transsexual.
this beautiful young woman has a cock. Now, this shatters that fucking stereotype that we were talking about when it comes to transsexuals.
Yeah, okay. I heard you guys were talking about guys with wigs and mustaches.
Well, okay. Well, bears and you
the
know,
twinks and,
the but, twinks and everything. But
well, that's the gay side of it. I'm not the gay side of it. I'm a whole different category.
Okay.
You know, she-male is its own classification. Not female, not male. I am right in the middle.
All right.
Thanks for clarifying.
Wait, which is actually something Murph and I were discussing because I was asking him, what is your preference, women or men?
And your mic is working here, by the way.
Oh.
Hello.
There you are.
Well, we found
I'm
a better
back.
Table.
So we were wondering about that. I mean, well, gender doesn't necessarily dictate sexual preference.
No. I guess every... transsexual is different. Some of them only prefer men. Some of us are bisexual and still appreciate women, beauty, in all aspects, which mm-hmm. That's me. So it's really not a preference. It's everyone has their own preference, you know? Guys have their own preference. Girls have their preference. So it's just what you like sexually, what sexually turns you on, and
Does it take a lot to, you know, I got put off out. Sounded like the asshole. She owned you.
Okay. Say it.
How do you groom yourself not to appear with any man qualities? Like shaving wise, hair wise, or what have you done to form that sexy body you got?
The smart transsexuals that use their money wisely invest in themselves. I've gone through laser treatment, laser hair removal.
I was just about to say that because I'm looking at you and it's perfect.
I know. Unlike your ass.
Guys or girls, I mean, trust me, it works. I mean, I've done my face, my underarms. I'm working on my bikini area, which hurts, but it's worth it because now you don't even
have to shave. I'm just seeing James Bond, you know, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. And I'm like, fuck.
Well, you're a man. You can handle pain, right?
Oh, please. He's a little girl.
I am more female than you when it comes to pain. I'm like,
oh. Don't make me laugh.
I'm more female than her.
So...
Oh, so you're the real bitch out of this.
Apparently I am, and I keep inviting him back.
Okay, now, I'm relatively new to the whole transsexual
thing.
No, you're not.
You look at training porn all the time.
I do, and...
Busted.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's good. All guys look at training porn. Every guy's curious.
Everyone. Well, Joker...
Doesn't mean they like it.
Joker, you've got to be somewhat curious now.
Guilty.
He's speechless.
This is where, again, I have never looked at tranny porn in my life. Liar, I'm
shocked. I can't even say the words this year. I've never
lied.
Tranny porn. I've never.
See, now, for
I've never did that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What was the site?
Guys, you can see Miss Foxy if you want to go to her MySpace really quick. It's myspace.com/Foxy with two X's. 702. You can go. And guys, later on, I've got some pictures she sent me last night that I want you guys to see.
Oh, yeah.
They are. It is amazing.
They're gorgeous. I was looking at them this morning. I was like, she's really pretty. And
yeah,
I'm
don't
like,
put me on the camera. Put the hotness on here. I'm the fucking retard looking like I just stepped out of Planet of the Apes.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
That's it. I was Dr. Zaius in a past life. So... I guess I'm learning terminologies and things like this.
There is a whole other
world that you get involved in here. Now you are again qualified as passable. I mean, highly passable.
Oh, no. You know what? I mean, to be honest, and I wrote down on here when he said there's a secret. I'm like, okay, I knew this. Wang. Yeah. And that's what I wrote. It took me. I'm sitting here going, okay. What's the stunt? You know, and...
I have four toes.
You know, maybe that was it. Maybe
you have a comb in between your toes?
You obviously have more than a 4-inch clit.
Have a nice finger between my legs.
There you go.
Last night when we were talking about this, I said, yeah, they don't know. She's like, okay, well, I'm just going to come out cock out. I'm like, cock out, tits blazing.
I was like, I'm going to come in with
you know
cock
what, though?
Out.
This...
He's
this,
like, with tits, too. I'm like, okay.
This presents a unique problem. There is a no cock rule for the studio.
We have a rule where... There are no cocks. But how do you
qualify? Because there's all men here, except for Scrappy.
Scrappy breaks up the
sausage.
Only
bring, look, for a girl to this is the closest thing to a hot guy we've had on the show. I'm always telling them, bring a fucking hot guy on the show. I'm like, what's up with all these women?
It's Scrappy. Wait.
See, that's the whole thing. Why do guys
Never dick on the show besides them.
They're dickheads, but they're just not.
I guess we can break the rules.
I'm gonna have to come back on here, bring some real hot guys for
Scrappy.
See,
you know what? I love
there
her.
You go.
We're
like
willing
her.
To show their
she's
cock.
She's coming back.
Okay,
she's coming on your back.
Me and Scrappy will have a woman's night.
We're here.
She's coming on your back.
We'll bring some strippers. We'll bring some guys up in here.
Yeah, you know what? Tonight, forget these guys. We're going out.
See, here's the best part. We bring the farm boy in for what he thinks is just a normal show, and instead we scar him for life. God,
oh. No, this picture, you got to pop it out because she is the most sexually conservative human being on earth.
I am not.
So, again, getting to the terminology, this is something.
He needs to tell me when he's
recording. He's doing the video.
Now, would you guys?
I gotta admit, I love breasts.
Would you guys?
Who doesn't?
Who
would
doesn't?
Would you guys tongue each other?
Oh, now you're trying to be a producer.
Oh, he's like, come
now you're trying to produce.
Well, gonna get up on.
Scrappy is a self-professed makeout whore.
So you're gonna make out right now?
Oh God!
Do it! One kiss! One kiss!
Come on!
Yes!
Turn that shit off and on.
One kiss. Okay, it's off.
Bullshit!
It's off.
Murph. Take it from him.
I can't take it from him.
All right, then. No
all
go.
For a bit.
Oh, come on. Aww. Not even for a bit?
Here, look it. We'll do that.
Oh. You do one kiss.
Again,
someone
this
has to witness.
One? Yes.
Mr. Iowa over there.
Yeah, there you go. Scar the
my child, I'll go kiss you.
Wife.
Oh.
One kiss.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hello.
See, all right,
the camera's off. Get a real fucking now, kiss.
God damn. I had gum in my mouth. Right.
And now she has gum in hers.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Hey, come on. Let's at least have somewhat of an interview. Now, do you go by Foxy or do you go by Alyssa most of the time?
Alyssa's my name.
Alyssa?
But it's...
You know, we
everyone
love you.
Knows, everyone has been calling me Foxy.
However you'd
for
like
years.
Us to call you, we
so
will.
So even my family calls me
calls
Foxy.
You Foxy?
They're like,
wow.
Foxy, and I'm like, okay. You know, my friends call me Foxy. They know my name's Alyssa. Mm-hmm. When they introduce me, it's like, this is Alyssa. But between us, you know, everything's like Foxy.
So okay.
It's kind of a name then.
So then my question then, you say family. Your family's like, all right.
That's where I was.
I love
go.
My family. In fact, my little
awesome.
Brother's listening to me right now. I love you, Rudy, Isha. I love him.
See now that see that right there because and you'll have to forgive me based upon stereotypes everything I've known and this is from one guy I even worked with who was a pre-op and he was so messed in the head.
Yeah, I mean
going into everything,
everyone assumes you've been molested.
That, you know
and
the
that your family,
family
hates
you and it's horrible. But you're still with your family.
Yeah, no, you know what? I can't. Everyone's different. Like I said, growing up in different. Environments. Mm-hmm. I mean, people who raise their children to be narrow-minded, ignorant, to hate, to be evil, they're going to have that mentality growing up, and they're going to hate on people. And that's where you get these people who are committing crimes,
yep.
killing people. It's because the way they grew up. And my family is very open-minded, very, you know, they brought me up really well, how to respect, love, and, you know, regardless, handicap or not, this people are people and everyone has feelings. And I grew up that way. And
that's good.
And I actually
not
grew up
a
in a single
like
family home. My mother, I was raised by my mother. And man, I look up to her, you know, because she's done a lot for us. And so it's good to have that love and support from not only just my immediate family, I'm my entire family.
That's awesome.
And some people, like my father, my grandmother, just because, you know, they're set in their old ways, mm-hmm. Latin, being Latin. It took them a while, but they came through and it took a lot of weight off my shoulders. Because it feels good just to know that, wow, I finally got.
They're accepting you for who you are.
We have here a picture of a perfectly normal, well-adjusted human being, not what you would expect to find.
Unlike you, huh?
Yeah, unlike me. He's just a basket case.
I'm more. I know we're more fuck. We're
I mean,
more.
Hey,
we're
all crazy.
Up, you know
and
what
likes
I'm
to have fun and get
we're,
wild. But.
We're supposed to be the normal, you know, normal. We, you know, whatever. Oh, no. But I think we're more fucked up.
Well,
than
now, would
most
you guys
people.
Know? Honestly, would you know?
Yes, I would.
Would you know just by looking at her?
I would question. And I questioned when I saw her come up. I questioned. Kind of by voice,
the voices.
And, by, and walking and everything. I can, you know, but, I'm really good at really seeing things.
But I will say this: that Ann Coulter, but that's more of an Adam's apple.
But
than
I would,
doo-doo.
But I would lie to myself all night.
Yeah, no, that's what. Yeah, that's one thing that gives me away. And you know, surgery. There's always surgery.
I'm fucking cruising through MySpace like I always do, just like oh, let's see who's hot and who's on MySpace, so I can just stare at pictures. I'm like, oh, hello. It's like, oh wow, those are hot. And I start looking at the pictures. I'm like, wow, she's. Fucking gorgeous. And then I go back and look at the profile. I'm like, that's a guy. And I'm like, wow, okay, we've got to get her on the show.
Hey, I hate to change it for a second, but he's looking like he's looking like the regular listener. You know, you're on the show now.
You're on the show. This isn't a podcast.
You can't type. You can't type right now.
You don't
now.
Have to type. You can speak.
The show doesn't suck tonight. So
ouch.
Oh, that was a good one.
All right.
So, okay, now I want to ask you about your career and about what you do in film. Now, are you functioning?
That was good. Am I functioning?
No.
do you stand up and piss
I
or do you sit down?
Day.
No.
I hope I wake up and function every day.
I think he's more worried about do you sit or stand when you piss.
No. Okay, I'm again.
I'm a lady. I sit just like every other lady. God.
See?
That's
I sit. Shit.
I'll stand up to pee on you, but I will sit down.
I think he wants to know what kind
actually, there is something we do need you to do.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, because it happens every time we have someone in the studio.
Every porn star, isn't it?
Yes. No, well, a lot of times some T-girls qualify themselves as functioning and non-functioning.
Oh, okay, functional.
Yes. Are you functional?
I'm functional.
See?
If I wasn't able to function, I wouldn't be in porn.
In porn. Now,
because that's like a main concern. You know, it's like, hello, they want to see you function.
You can say fuck. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
No, I think function was much, much
fuck,
better choice.
Get fucked, you know. But, of course, being hard has a lot to do with it, you know.
And there's just some T-girls that just doesn't happen. And it's my understanding it has.
I mean, everybody, you know. A lot of girls are more sensitive to the estrogen than others. So some girls aren't able to get hard. Some of them aren't able to come. So it just depends on your body. I'm
stunk
able
cock.
To do both.
Stunk
cock. Stunk cock, yeah.
So the last film you did, what kind of film was it?
Actually, it was for Devil's Films, which is a big company. It was called Transsexual Prostitutes 51.
And so what, 51. 50, was it 51 of them?
51.
Or?
It's one of the biggest series that they produced. So.
And what was your role in the film?
So the whole scenario was...
She was number 50.
51, actually.
51.1.
Get it straight.
It is.
The whole scenario was there was this young couple at the bar, at the club, and they picked me up. You know, they were hitting on me, the guy and the girl. And they wanted to take me home and have sex with me. And I told them that I was a prostitute.
Hence the title.
So they agreed to take me home. And when they took me home, they said, okay, let's take care of business, but we want to have fun. And so all three of us got involved.
And it was just a fun time?
It was fun. You know, we kind of made the guy center of attention. So,
ladies, listen up. That's really important.
You know, so we tortured him, toys and him getting fucked and fucking. And so, and then of course the girl wanted some of me. So she rode my cock and, you know, it was a big old.
Can you say that last part again?
I think Joker just passed out.
Yeah, I did it too.
Zip up your pants, Joker.
Oh!
Easy now, there, Sparky.
He really does think he's at home right now.
He's like, wait, you jack off while listening to Spank Wagon?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Tonight, no.
Tonight, no, but other nights.
There are going to be
people. Tonight, because it's not boring, remember?
It's not, yeah, he only jerks off when it's boring. He's got
when
nothing
it's boring,
better
going. He has nothing else, yeah.
What else are you going to do?
So, actually, I just...
In Iowa.
So, yeah, it was great. It was fun.
I'm sorry. Is there any performers that you like more than other actors or whatever?
You know, it's always good to work with someone that you're comfortable with and that you're attracted to because it makes it a whole lot easier. Because you don't want to get to the set and be like, oh, I'm working with that, you know?
What was your worst experience?
Oh, my God, you know? You know, to be honest, I've been really lucky, and I've never had a worse experience, like a bad experience. So,
really,
and I always like the guys that I work with, guys or the girls, or you know, I try to involve them. Whether you know, if it's a different company, you know, hey, can I work with so and so? You know, because it makes things easier. You don't have so much stop and go time. You know, bullshitting. Stop. You know, like, oh, I can't get hard. Hold on, or you know, oh my God. Get off me, you know, things like that. You know, you want to make it fun and easy. So you want someone you can laugh with, sit there and joke around like, okay, come on, let's go. I'm going to fuck you really good. Ooh, I hope so. You better get it. You know, like you want to have fun.
So does cock become like a fucking like, you know, just second nature? You know, most people, you know, most people who don't, you know, have sex all the time or not at all, like like Tricher, you know, to go around with different people, it's like an experience. Like, oh my God. Oh my God, look at this pussy. Oh my God. But I mean, for you, it's just like, you know, you see the dick, you're like, oh, it's just, you know, meat and skin or what?
Well, you know, see, it's different because with the straight porn stars, you know, there's a variety of guys. There's a variety of girls. So you can have a different guy for every scene if you wanted to, you know, because there's so many straight guys. Oh, yeah, I want to be important, you know, but for transsexual porn, there's only a handful of guys that are open about it, that are say, hey, I do bisexual work, I'll do straight porn, I'll do transsexual porn, and they're not ashamed of it. And so there's not too many that do that. So you basically you're gonna work with the same person.
It's a smaller community.
Yeah. So
one question that I have, I know we've talked about it before with other porn stars and producers, some paid
adult film stars,
adult entertainers. Some actually get paid by the scene. Females mostly get paid by the scene. Men get paid
by the day.
The day. Where does T-girl porn land? Like? Yeah.
We get paid per scene. So, you know, hey, this is what you're going to get paid. We want to see this, and that. Okay.
Okay.
You
know,
bigger companies are going to pay you more. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're going to expect more out of you.
They pay up front or afterwards?
Of course, you get paid after. They want the good work before they give you that big check.
They've got the blank check, and they're waving it there. It's like, all right, let me get my ass up just a little bit higher.
Can I get some makeup on that mole?
Oh, that's $200 more. Hold on. Wait.
Now, I got to show you guys. Have you – you guys haven't seen the pictures. Can you show – you got to see the ass on her. It is – I'm telling you.
Okay.
Can you just give him a little shot of the ass, because it is – not to dissect you into pieces, but good Lord. I am.
Here, I'm going to put my pants again.
I mean, come on. And she has got some gorgeous ink, too. You should see she's got great ones on the back of her calves that are awesome. And then she's got the tramp stamp, which is like a prerequisite these days.
Yeah.
And the Victoria's Secret panties, too.
There you go. Yeah.
Gotta go with the Victoria's Secret panties.
Gotta love pink.
She is.
I'm all about pink.
All about pink.
I'm all about pink.
But I mean, again, this shatters those stereotypes that you come to expect.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, I know what you guys are talking about, because trust me, even us girls, transsexuals that, you know, that are invest in ourselves, of course we're going to look good. I mean, it is an expensive lifestyle, trust me. I mean...
Don't worry, I'll get your chair.
Yeah, decaf will be the chair.
He's just sitting in there. Go ahead, have a seat, sweetie.
I mean, the estrogen alone is expensive. I mean, I go see a specialist in L.A., and it cost me $1,200. I mean, it's expensive.
How often?
To keep $1,200 up with yourself. I go every 4 months. Mm-hmm. So
that's not cheap. I mean,
No, that isn't.
A lot. And that's just to keep yourself feminine and how that... you know, soft skin and keep that soft look, because if not, your testosterone just...
What complications have you ran into during the transformation?
Of course, society is always...
Well, I mean, let's take the societal. Let's take just your physical...
emotional, medical...
Emotional, whatever like you're comfortable sharing.
I told you it was going to be a lot of really deep questions.
No, it's fine. I love, you know, I like that you guys are... asking these questions, because a lot of people don't understand, and like you said, they assume God, that's this and that, you know. I don't like that. I'd rather you guys understand and learn, because, you know, it's gonna make us all better people.
I can agree completely. Okay. Actually, he just wanted to see your boobs.
Again, okay, all so I gotta do is bring up the email, and I'm telling you, dude, you gotta see these are,
you know, what
kind of complications, like what was...
Yeah, what kind of, like, what, I mean, did you run into any complications during, you know, from when you said, okay, I'm doing this, I'm going through this, I'm spending this money, I'm going through whatever I need to go through, to today? I mean, what things have you ran into, I mean, aside from the society?
Like her struggles?
Yeah, physical struggles.
It's actually, it's just an emotional roller coaster. I'm sure you know, Scrappy, how it feels when you're that time of the month where you're just, you're craving stuff. You're just not in the mood. You're emotional.
Wait, you get that because of the estrogen and stuff?
Yes. Well, yeah.
I didn't.
Girl,
I wasn't.
You know? Estrogen. Where do you think it
is? It is a chemical. It's a chemical reaction in the body.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know. So the estrogen.
You just thought women was making us the bullshit.
The estrogen's fighting the testosterone.
Uh-huh.
So mentally, we're like, you know. We're
you
like,
want to kill somebody. That's what
Scrappy suffers with, the testosterone.
And some girls, you know, some girls, they can't handle it. And some girls actually, mentally, they're just like out there, because it's a lot. It's a big change to our body. So that's basically what it is. Is if you can control it and, you know, deal with it, then yeah. Because if not, you're just constantly
The testosterone is screaming, I want to fuck, and the estrogen is screaming, I just want to sit on like, the couch with ice cream.
And that's another thing. You got to be careful. You got to watch our weight because you just want to eat everything.
Okay,
I mean, you're just like...
All right, Joker, you have a question?
Joker has a question.
I just have one question. Oscar De La Hoya, nice guy? Or...
Oh, that's... Oh, he's trying to be funny.
Oh, now that's... No. That's actually pretty funny.
Hell if I know shit.
Now, let me ask you a question. Okay, as I see, I know you have the braces on, right?
Yeah.
Now, does that take away from work or does it add to work?
Actually,
that, throw her work. Hair up in some pigtails and...
No, oh my God, that, I swear, since I've got these braces, like, I've done, I don't know how many schoolgirl scenes.
They make her look younger.
I mean, yeah. The latest film I just did that's coming out March 31st is called Transsexual Babysitters Number 6.
Number 6. Not so quite as big of a series.
And yeah, where can people...
It's a newer series, but hey,
say it one more time.
It's from Devil's Films. Yeah. It's called Transsexual Babysitters Number 6. And I'll be on the cover, so you can't miss me.
Were you another 5?
No, I wish. But, no, I mean, it's been great, actually, you know, kind of doing the whole little girl, innocent look.
And you've really got that down. I mean, really. The,
I know
the
I'm
big
so little
eyes
and petite,
and...
you know. That's one advantage that I have being short. So most transsexuals are a little bit
taller.
So
you know, I spend quite a bit of time, you know, cruising Craigslist looking for guests. I really do. It's not a lie. Scrappy will see my Craigslist.
God, that is terrible.
Is lit up. And a lot of the T-girls on Craigslist looks like someone just took a guy, threw a wig on him, some lipstick, and said, here, pose.
And not
just,
even good lipstick.
Yeah.
No, they're out there. And, you know, they're out there. But it's just some people were meant to be and some people do it because they think they want to do it. And, you know, it's tough. You know, some girls got the good genes and some girls don't. But and then you got to realize that a lot of girls start later mm-hmm. in life. So by then, it's harder for them to get their changes.
To kind of shed that male physique.
Yeah, versus to someone who started younger when they're still growing and, you know, they get better results. Hmm. But
How long ago did you start your change?
When I started taking hormones or when I started
Where you physically dressing. Decided to make that transition in?
I was just right out of high school.
Wow.
And I mean, but I always knew. It mm-hmm. just took me that long to finally say, hey, I'm finally going to come out and be myself and live my life.
Now, recently in the news, I want to say it was Oklahoma, a state senator from Oklahoma said that publicly that like the gay community is more... How did she word this? She was so ignorant when she worded it too. It was like the gay community and the transvestite community are more harmful to American society than terrorists.
That's ridiculous. It's
you
absolutely
know, you
ridiculous.
You get this negative stereotype and these negative connotations, yeah. And you know how do you deflect them? How do you deflect them?
But what was she referring to? Was she referring because what we're a threat because?
Never elaborated.
It's fear. I mean, it's like Rick Santorum.
It's fear
people
that their kids are going
to... People reject the unfamiliar.
It's, oh, it's right.
I mean,
Christian right.
I mean, it can't be STDs or AIDS or anything because...
Everyone gets that.
Everyone gets that. And that was the biggest fear back in the day. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's everywhere. Everything, you know, we're everywhere, you know. And it's just, like I said, it's the way people were brought up. And, I mean, coming from a little town or... You know, down south where all these, you know, no one's used to that stuff.
Go on.
Scrappy, you got the last question.
Yeah, I wanted to know, are you happy where you're at right now or do you foresee more changes in the future, like plastic surgery or?
Well, I hate surgery. I have friends that are like constantly, you know, keeping
they're
up
addicted,
with
huh?
Yes, yeah.
Nip and tuck.
It's addicting.
You're on nip and tuck.
It does. I have a friend and she's like, I have a nose job. I'm ready to schedule my next one. I'm like, what? Oh my God, you're going to have like nothing but cartilage on your face left.
You be like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. And but they do get addicted. As for me, I do want to do my Adam's apple. Cause that's something that I feel.
I don't know. I can't.
I can't.
Like,
yeah.
I can't tell.
You can't tell. But if I like stretch my neck back, yeah, you're
you
gonna
can
see
it.
It.
Okay.
Now, are you going to go for the full on weenie whack?
I don't know. I'm comfortable with myself.
Yeah, you're making money with it. You're making money with it.
You're making money with it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. But
that's the most important thing.
Don't you dare roll that music, Trench.
But I actually like it. You know, it's something. Of course, I've thought about having the sex change, but I'm comfortable the way I am right now. So maybe later on in life, but right now, I'm happy where I'm at.
Good. Okay.
Now, there is something that we do ask that every adult film star come on the show and do, and that's give Trench a good old spanking.
Oh.
And he does need it. He's been a bad, bad boy. Could you indulge us and give him a good couple of ass swacks?
Sure.
Oh, awesome.
Let
okay.
See what kind of white booty he has.
Oh.
Skinny.
Yeah, skinny now. He's dropped about 80 pounds, 70 pounds. He's dropped an entire U, basically.
Wow.
Okay, now, Decaf, get that camera ready. Now, guys, we are going to put this up on the website here as soon as we can.
Is there enough light? You want to watch? Oh, he wants the cam. Okay.
Now, I'll get the cam up there.
He's using that film degree.
Let the cinema guy have the camera here.
I even moved my wallet. So.
Yay. Oops. Oh, and you whacked the camera.
I'm a nice guy.
She's aiming him up. She's lining here.
Wait! Is she smacking you with her hands?
Hold on!
Time out. Does she have the paddle?
We don't have a paddle. I wish we did.
Yeah, you do. Unless it's been.
Oh no! That was a back scratcher. No. Okay, so he wants us to keep going. He wants us to keep going here. Other side.
Oh,
running out of time. Okay, we got to get him from the front. Oof. Here we go. Oh! Didn't get anything.
No.
Well, you know what? We'll get some still shots out in the green room. Stills, so because we got to roll.
We've
got to get out of here. Again, guys, you can go to myspace.com/foxy2x702 and see her very very gorgeous photos. And devilsfilms.com, you said.
Devil's Film. Yeah, you can go to Devil's Film.
Whip them out just one more time for the webcam.
Oh, and one more thing. I'm going to be filming my first virtual video by Devil's Films again. It's a big production, and only like the top selected girls have been doing this.
Wow.
Like, Gia Darling has done it, Carmen Cruz.
Darling.
Vanity, Chloe Hart. You know, just the big names. Mm-hmm. So I'm very fortunate.
And you're next up there.
By the way, one of our syndicates has already sent you a friend request. So when you see it from Showdown, our syndicate loves you.
Hi, I love you.
Can we get the girls on the camera one more time for the boys at home?
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that us two? Or what are you talking about?
Well, Scrappy does owe me. There you go.
Good God. Outstanding.
Awesome. Get a close up.
Awesome.
Get a close up.
While everybody's doing that, I do have to do
that
this.
This is video?
Yeah.
Nice. I don't think we can put this on the MySpace. We'll have to host this directly off the page.
Yes. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spanking My Cock Radio.
Yes, Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank 'em.
I've been Trencher.
I'm Big Hard Decaf.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Scrappy.
And with us as a guest?
Foxy.
And getting a surprise visiting us from Iowa?
Joker.
Joker. He's ready for it. All right.
We got a lot of people to thank. First off, a big thank to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for giving us a studio space and time. KC Host Radio Network for syndication. Also, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, which is the new friend. Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network, and Arrow 97 Online. And remember, if we're not live,
find us in archives.
You can go to podcasts.lvrocks.com to pull up all of our back shows.
Now, don't forget, guys, we also have two MySpace pages to go through. There's myspace.com/spankwagonmedia and /spankwagonradio. Be our friends on both. We are going to put Foxy's MySpace link directly on our front page tonight. Guys, go and be her friend. She is gorgeous.
Oh, I would love to come back
anytime.
And talk about real stuff.
Oh, don't
She's
worry.
She's allowed to come back.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
We like
I'm
her.
I'm gonna bring guys. Trust me. Watch. I'm
especially
gonna do
if she brings guys.
So there you go. All right. So again, for Spank Wagon Radio, everybody out there, thank you very much to our caller Cindy for giving us the lowdown.
I just want to say I want Joker to have the last word since he flew all the way out to Iowa.
Yeah, you get the final words
you
of
get the
show.
Final word.
Sláinte.
What?
Cheers.
Sláinte?
Irish for cheers.
Cheers. Okay.
Oh yeah, pinch.
All right.
Daddy's Day, is this ringing a bell?
Oh yeah, the green thing.
Come on, like you and I need an excuse to go and get pounded. Come on, who are we kidding?
I think it's time for
you want to go to Midway Airport too.
All right.
We will see you live next week, guys. Don't forget, you know, those of us that still have a show.
Oh, they should have. Okay. But
yeah,
anyhow.
Yeah.
Spankwagon.net.
Yes.